Tell us, the call goes out from the Hollow Earth and the underground cities. 1. Welcome. Welcome from the Hollow Earth, Micus, through Suzanne Mattis. What you hold in your hands is no less than a collective miracle between we of the subterranean community and the author of this book. It is a miracle of love, dedication, and heartfelt desire between kinsmen and family. I am privileged and honored to be able to come forward to present this collaborative effort on behalf of Telos and those of us who dwell beneath the surface on this beautiful planet which you call Earth. My name is Micus, and I am a resident of the city of Catharia. I am a Catharian from the Library of Porthologos, located in the Hollow Earth beneath the Aegean Sea. This communique is in honor of the publication of the messages from our sister colony, Telos. Our sister city, Telos, has established a long-term link with those of you from the surface. Many of the residents from Telos live and work among you, just as we do, and have done so for a very long time. How very precious is the bond of hearts and the miracle of love. Each time a noteworthy archaeological trek uncovers a part of that which you call your planetary history, we of the subterranean colonies rejoice in knowing that you are remembering a time when many of us regularly and openly lived among you. Each time you realize that all things are interconnected, from the tiniest element of dirt beneath your feet, to the smallest of life forms within the oceans, to the great expanse of the heavens above you that twinkle with billions of stars, we celebrate. You as surface dwellers frequently believe you are alone, but you are not. We are not only with you, we are like you. Yet do not assume that everyone who shares this place with you looks like you, or represents your cultures, or supports your sciences, religions, and politics. We kindly let this misconception pass silently among the greater numbers of you, as we do not wish to add yet another shake-up to your people, and create a larger span of place and time between us through the perception of our differences. Each time you forget to be kind to yourself and each other, each time you fight and are hostile and angry, we send more love to you and this planet so that all may live in harmony despite the unique abilities of physical appearance, location, and lifestyle. For us to be with you, in heart and mind, is the greatest gift and honor we may have, now and forever. We, of the subterranean world, welcome this bridge we are able to create between your society and ours. All life, and all existence, depends upon this bridge. Celebrate now with each other, and with us, as you read the messages presented within these pages. They represent the past, the present, and the future, a future highly possible for your children and ours. With much love, respect, and joy, we open the bridge and the doors to the one united Earthworld colonies for Earth. A word from the author. Having spent most of my lifetime feeling out of sync with the rest of society, I began to meditate in 1989 when I was 50 years old. I had taught school for many years, and even with all my degrees and all my education, I still couldn't make sense of my life on Earth until I connected with my twin flame and began receiving inner guidance. Along with this ultimate connection came the remembrance of who I am and why I am here. It was a few years after this that I found a newsletter written by Sharia LaDux, who came to the surface of the third dimensional plane from Telos, an underground city inside of Empty Shasta. She was born in 1725, and presently lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico with her husband. In Sharyla's newsletter, she wrote about the subterranean cities beneath the Earth's surface, and told about life in Telos. She wrote that Adama was an ascended master and the high priest of Telos. Upon my seeing the name, Adama, I couldn't stop wondering about him. One day I was sitting in meditation thinking about Adama, with my pen and notebook by my side, when I suddenly felt a burst of loving and gentle energy go right through me, almost lifting me up into the air. I then heard the words, "I am Adama, speaking to you from Telos." You see, our thoughts go out into the universe and instantly connect us to whomever we think about. So at the moment I thought about Adama, he received my thought and responded. Our thoughts are light, and this language of light is the universal language which operates from within us at the subatomic level, through all frequencies, dimensions, time and space. Wherever our attention is, our consciousness goes. Adama felt my frequency and resonated to it. I then felt his response through the language of light, and my brain translated his frequency into thought, images, and words. For me, this was quite a simple process. I was just the receiver, recording the words as they came. My mind was entirely out of the way, either analyzing nor evaluating nor judging the content of the message. We each have our own distinct frequency band which identifies us to anyone in the universe. This is our signature, so to speak. All we need to do is think a thought, and it arrives at its destination. This living light language communes between all things, from the subatomic to the intergalactic, and connects all of life, everywhere. Remember, we are all one. When you think about an ascended being like Adama, know that he is instantly aware of your thoughts, and responds immediately. You just have to clear the airwaves so you can hear his reply. That is the key. Adama began to dictate messages to me at scheduled appointment times, and I would write them word for word in a spiral notebook. These dictations are still continuing, and I have been guided to compile the messages and have them published. I now understand that as Lalo, my star name, I have worked with Adama in past ages, and have lived many lifetimes in Telos and in Lemuria. A word about Telos. Telos, a Lemurian colony under Mt. Shasta in Northern California, is a city of light governed by a council of 12 ascended masters and its high priest, Adama. The name Telos means communication with spirit. The citizens of Telos, formerly of Lemuria, are working toward the ascension. They can astral project to any location, and can telecommunicate to anyone in any locality of time and space. In Adama's messages of empowerment, he tells us of our goal. To become a spiritual warrior, one who acknowledges the light within, and to reunite humanity into one human family. For once humanity feels God's love directly from within, all will be able to understand their purpose for being here on Earth, and will cease to feel the separation of their soul from God's light. All planets are hollow, and are inhabited by human life of one vibration or another. The sun is also hollow, and is not hot, but cold. Our Earth is hollow, and contains an inner central Sunday. The governing city within the inner Earth is called Shambhala. It is located inside the very center of the planet, and can be accessed through holes at either the north or south pole of this planet. The northern and southern lights that we see in our skies are actually reflections of Earth's inner central sun, emanating from her hollow core. There are over 120 subterranean cities located within the Earth's crust. These cities of light are not far beneath the Earth's surface. As a grouping, these cities are called the Agartha Network. The inner Earth beings are highly evolved beings living on the interior surface of the hollow Earth. They are mostly ascended souls who have chosen to continue their evolution in the Earth's inner recesses because of the perfection of conditions existing there. Although Atlantis and Lemuria have become myths on the surface, the people from Atlantis and Lemuria are flourishing in their underground cities. The people within these colonies are people just like you and me, who are living in the third dimension, just as we are. Our Milky Way galaxy is divided into 12 sectors. Our solar system is located in Sector 9, and this sector contains hundreds of other solar systems. The Ashtar Command, also known as the Galactic Command, is composed of millions of starships and volunteers from many star systems and dimensions in our galaxy. The Galactic Command is part of the Confederation of Planets, and protects this sector of the Milky Way galaxy. Their purpose is to assist Earth through this current cycle of planetary ascension. My twin flame is a member of the Galactic Command, and he guides me in my work of reuniting, through awareness and communication, Earth's civilizations, both above and below the surface. Ashta is the Confederation of Planets commander for our sector. The Silver Fleet oversees our solar system, and has its spaceport inside of Mt. Shasta. Anton, who is from Telos, is the name of the commander of the Silver Fleet. It is primarily the people from the subterranean cities who serve on the Silver Fleet. Welcome from Confederation of Planets. Know who you are. Know you are on a great galactic mission. Know we all travel beside you as one. Welcome from Adama. Greetings from Telos. We have been telecommunicating with Diane, giving her messages to publish on our behalf. We urge you to read the messages in our book, for its purpose is to awaken you to our existence, to bring to your awareness the full consciousness of the cetaceans, and to sound the call to awaken to the world around you. We had journeyed far to reach our goal in consciousness, and had to go into the depths of the earth to find the true peace we were looking for. Telos is our home, our haven, and we don't want to leave it, not for very long at least. Travel with us, on the divine path to God, acknowledging your divinity every step of the way, as we step together, one step from below and one step from above, in the divine walk through life, meeting as one in the stars.